Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today's featured plant is cauliflower. They're a member of the kale family of crops, famous for their performance in cooler weather. Standouts include broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kohlrabi, kale, and collards, all favorites of mine. Now, of this group, cauliflower has a reputation of being a bit fussy, and admittedly, it does have a few special quirks. But it's definitely a plant worth growing, not only for its great taste, but just for the thrill of knowing you can successfully grow it to harvest, and you can. So here's what you need to know. This is a great example of when it's important to test your soil. Cauliflower requires a pH of between 6.5 and 7.5 to discourage a disease known as clubroot. And if you find your soil falls outside of that range, the soil test will tell you what to do to bring it in line. You can start seeds indoors about 4 to 5 weeks before the last frost, or sow directly outdoors after that. Or simply purchase pre-started seedlings and plant them in spring about the time of the last frost. But in either case, just be sure seedlings have a chance to gradually adjust to the outdoor light and climate, a process known as hardening off, for at least a week before finally planting. And space your plants in the ground about 18 inches apart and about 30 inches between rows. And as the norm for all garden edibles, plant in full sun with fertile, well-drained soil and plenty of compost. Cauliflower is a heavy feeder for both water and fertilizer through the entire growing cycle. So keep plants consistently watered, add a generous layer of mulch, and supply regular applications of diluted organic fertilizer, such as kelp or fish emulsion. As the cauliflower matures, you want to keep sunlight off the developing head to keep it white. The process is known as blanching, and some varieties naturally grow in a way in which the leaves self-wrap around it. But if necessary, go ahead and use a rubber band, string, or even a clothespin to hold the leaves up and around the head to protect it. Because cauliflower is sensitive to temperature extremes in either direction, varieties have been developed that are most tolerant of such fluctuations and make us all look like better gardeners. Andes and Snow Crown are two varieties that are both heat and cold tolerant. And the classic variety, known as Amazing, is a vigorous, self-wrapping variety known for its long harvest period while boasting great texture and flavor. The biggest pest challenge when growing cauliflower comes from cabbage loopers, imported cabbage worms, root maggot, flea beetles, and aphids. An easy solution, though, is to place row covers over your plants immediately after planting for a safe and effective physical barrier for preventing or reducing the impact of these pests. The key to harvesting cauliflower is to do it while the head is still compact. 6 to 8 inches is an average target size for harvesting. And make note that it's far better to harvest too soon rather than too late. And when it's time to harvest, cut the plant at the base of the neck and store it in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks. So that's the down and dirty on growing cauliflower. And now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to this podcast series on iTunes, or you can find them online at burpeehomegardens.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens, How Do I Grow That podcast.